AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
More to the Joy News National Media Freedom Dialogue on defending media freedom ahead of the December general election. And welcome to Joy News at 6. Live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 in Accra. Also live on 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV and online content on the myjoyonline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Kolebu Teaching Hospital suspends elective surgeries and relocates emergency cases amid efforts to repair malfunctioning elevator in surgical building.
From last year, we noticed that there was a frequent breakdown of the lifts, so we decided to procure new. So actually, we are in the procurement process, trying to procure new, but we're told that for this kind of lifts, you even from the time of ordering to installation takes a minimum of about 6 months. That's what we're told. So,
also coming up, the Chamber of Agribusiness insists it won't sell remaining grains to the government unless they agree to pay a fair and competitive price.
The Bronga Half-Food region.
For those members of your chamber who still have grains in stock, will they sell it to the government?
If government comes up with the right price, they would.
What's the right price?
Soya is going from almost 940 to 1,000.
We'll bring you details of that in business.
World Bank set to release $830 million to Ghana as soon as Parliament approves three separate loan agreements before the House. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, Sanitation and Water Resources Minister directs Ghana Water Company to deliver water tankers to several communities in Accra facing acute water shortage.
I have just directed Ghana Water to provide water to all the communities that have been affected.
These are more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. The Kolebu Teaching Hospital has temporarily suspended elective surgeries and relocated emergency cases due to malfunctioning elevator in its surgical building. In an earlier interview with Evans Mensah, the hospital CEO, Dr. Opoku Wariampoma, mentioned that the process of ordering and installing a new elevator will typically take a minimum of 6 months. On the other hand, he's assured experts have been engaged to expedite repairs.
We are in the procurement process, trying to procure new, but we're told that for this kind of list, you even from the time of ordering to installation takes a minimum of about 6 months. That's what we're told. So in the meantime, we've engaged some other experts to come in quickly and see how they can revive the one that was functioning. They're actually working on it now.
And as we speak?
As we speak, yes.
Are they giving the timelines when it will back up?
We are hopeful that they should be able to give us some solution within 48 hours.
And here, Kolebu CEO Dr. Opoku Wariampoma in an interview with Evans Mensah. Now, the Chamber of Agribusiness insists on not selling remaining grain stock to government unless a fair price is offered. This comes after the Minister of Agriculture, Brian Ichampon, acknowledged a looming food crisis after a two-month dry spell devastated crops of over 9,000 farmers. He announced emergency measures, including a ban on grain exports and plans to purchase available harvests. However, the CEO of the Chamber of Agribusiness insists on not selling below a fair price. He spoke with Evans Mensah on Top Story.
If government comes up with the right price, they would.
What's the right price?
Soya is going from almost 940 to 1,000 metric tons. Then also, we're looking at prices on the maize also have gone up from 600, selling around 800. So if government comes in with the right intervention, I'm sure members of the chamber, members of the commercial grain farmers and all other producers will be ready to sell to government.
Meanwhile, the General Agricultural Workers Union is impressing on government to deploy personnel of the military to man the borders to enforce the ban on grain export. Former General Secretary of the Union, Edward Karuwe, says he doubts the effectiveness of the ban.
What we only should be expecting government to do is not about the laudable policies that they've outlined, but to make sure that they implement this policy to the letter and also stop the political patronage that characterized previous programs of this nature, you know. And this is what we need to do to make sure that any person who is involved in diversion of inputs to or grain to people who do not deserve it should be punished severely.
Now, if you live in Accra and have water supply issues, relief is coming because the Minister for Sanitation and Water Resources, Lydia Hassan, has issued a directive to the Ghana Water Company Limited to deliver water tankers to the communities facing supply challenges. The company had earlier attributed the challenges to the burst of a major pipeline in Dodowa. But during a visit to the site of the burst pipe, the furious minister charged the water company to respect its customers by not leaving them in the dark.
Ghana Water is providing tankers to give them water. National Security will support in that regard. I have also called on NADMO to come on board to ensure that we get water. In fact, the situation as we have at hand is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. We must respect our consumers. At least give them information when there are incidents such as this.
Lydia Larson is Sanitation and Water Resources Minister. Now, in Zima East, MCE Eric Essien is promising swift action to drive illegal miners out of one of Ghana's major forests at Jura Banso, the Draw River Forest Reserve, after Erastus Asaradonko's latest report on how the forest is being degraded. According to him, Betterland Ghana Services, who owns illegal concession in the forest, have yet to start mining. So whoever is mining in the forest reserve must be doing so illegally. Mr. Essien says he will go into the forest with his security to take action. He spoke on Top Story.
Don't know that somebody is working over there. The one I know them is the Betterland company, a big company, but they have not started work. So if someone is working there, that I don't know. So unless I go there, so that's why I said I will inform the music tomorrow morning. I will do that, and we will find a time within this week, by the course of this week, we will go there, even with the police.
Election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol, Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICP, and CIMA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness, and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youthbridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development. Now, NDC flag bearer John Mahama has criticized NPP flag bearer Mama Dubaumia for dissociating himself from what he describes as the failures of the Akufo-Addo-led government while being quick to take credit for its successes. Speaking at Adan the first day of his tour of the Greater Accra region, he promised to construct roads and implement measures to develop the tourism and salt industry there. Max Olagbegwa has more.
Ashaiman MP Ernest Nogbe singing to welcome the NDC flag bearer to his constituency. It was the first day of phase one of the NDC flag bearer's tour of the Greater Accra region. John Mahama delivered scathing critique of MPP flag bearer Mahmoud Baumia's media engagement.
You know how to tell when somebody is lying? If there are people who are smooth talkers, who can speak ratatatatata like machine gun, the time when they become stammerers and they start stammering, you know they are lying. Somebody who can speak ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta like AK-47, suddenly media encounter.
John Mahama says the NPP flag bearer wants to take credit for the initiatives of this government, but does not want to take responsibility for the failures.
I was the head of the economic management team under Professor Mills. When the budget was going to parliament, the budget was in the name of Professor Mills, but I never ever disowned Professor Mills' budget. So you can't sit in cabinet, take decisions on the budget, then when it goes to parliament and the economy has crashed and things are not going well, you say, oh, my name was not on the budget. It was the president's name on the budget. And so every good thing in the government, you did it. I did Ghana Card. I did this done. I did it. But when it comes to the economy...
Back to Lagbagba with that report. Just before go, the effects of the rising sea level is destroying many coastal communities in Ghana. Abiu Koko Mauto has more in our Climate Focus series.
52-year-old Kennedy Atipo is an inland fisherman and a community leader in Anglo Beach. Like him, many of the elders in this town have their basic education in the Anglo Beach Methodist Primary School.
When it is time of game, the athletics, we do all here.
This school has been raised down by rising sea tides. The over 500 students have been moved into makeshift structures put up by the community members.
This school in which we are now, it is in the middle of the town. There's other houses up front there. Those houses in the sea now. And then from there, you walk through a thick coconut plantation before you walk on the sandbar and then to the shore.
The last high tide happened 4 months ago and carried with it many homes and key community structures, including the school.
Abiu Koko Mauto's report, and that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
Oh, jump on
go, go, the go, go.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.